An exhibit at the New York Historical Society gives new insight into Black history through an unexpected lens, Black dolls. Long thought of as toys or examples of folk art, these dolls tell stories of resistance, creativity, and play during the times that they were made, from slavery years to modern day. You can see some of the images from the Black Dolls exhibit at hereandnow.org, and co-curator Dominique Jean-Louis joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited to talk about this exhibition.
Well, the dolls are beautiful, they are creative, and many of them in this collection come from one collector, including some very rare dolls by a former slave. Tell us about her and the dolls she created.
Sure. So one of the most powerful moments in the exhibition is a display of three dolls that were handmade by a woman named Harriet Jacobs. She's probably best known as an author. She writes a memoir about her time enslaved and also her escape from slavery, which included 7 years spent concealed in her grandmother's crawl space, in a space that was about 9 feet by 7 feet by 3 feet. She couldn't really move around much, but she would sew to pass the time and to kind of keep her brain alive. And once she was able to escape, she found work working for a family in Massachusetts and made these dolls for their children. And we know her through her words, and we have a first edition of her book in the gallery, and then know her through these dolls that she created. And even in the ads that the man who owned her took out in the paper to try to have her recaptured, it notes right there in the ad text that she's a talented seamstress, that clothing means a lot to her. And so these dolls are not only incredible to see, but also reveal a pretty significant part of her and the life that she lived.
That's incredible. The artistic expressions by women, especially Black women, like Harriet Jacobs during that time, were very limited, weren't they?
Absolutely. Given the low rates of literacy for Black women for much of the 19th century, and given their lack of a political voice, we have to look in other places to really center their voices and understand their experiences. And dolls, especially handmade dolls like these, present themselves as a really powerful way to understand their story. They also are not a perfect way to understand the story. The exhibition addresses stereotypes that would have limited Black women and limited how they were seen, but the dolls they created are still a powerful way to still get to know the kinds of lives that they led.
These dolls were often made by African-American women for their own children, but also for white children in the families where they worked. Tell us about that.
A lot of people don't realize that white children played with Black dolls as far back as a century ago. I think people might assume that that didn't happen until Black dolls were available on the commercial market. But we have dozens of photographs in the exhibition where we get to see that white children in the 19th century were pretty joyfully playing with their Black dolls. And it opens up a range of conversations about what those dolls meant to those white children, and in many cases, what their Black caregivers meant to those white children. So it's a fraught history, but I think one that a lot of people will come away very enriched by.
What kinds of materials did these artisans have access to, and what did they use mostly?
These were really women who were repurposing, who were taking a discarded sleeve of an old dress or a feed sack bag or an old workman's blanket, and they were transforming them into dolls. And so not only do we get to see the intense amount of skill that it took to make any doll, but specifically the amount of skill it took to repurpose something that was never intended to be a doll or a doll's outfit and to turn it into pretty stunning works. And we tell the story in the exhibition about how that kind of skill development helped a lot of women provide for themselves, especially after slavery ends, that you could make a lot more money as a seamstress than you could working in other domestic capacities. And if you became a talented enough seamstress, perhaps through doll making, it was an incredible tool of social mobility.
We think of the idea of having dolls that represent a variety of skin tones as a relatively recent phenomenon, but your exhibit shows that there were companies back in the early 1900s that were starting to address representation even then.
One of the biggest takeaways for me curating this exhibition is the strong relationship between early Black movements for civil rights and dolls and representation. So The Crisis, the magazine of the NAACP, would actually run promotions. If you buy 4 subscriptions of The Crisis, you get a free Black doll. And not only that, in the ads, they would say things like, this is your best way to raise children who have race pride, is to get them their own black doll. They're making a connection between civil rights, between representation, and between growing up and feeling worthy with dolls and toys that represent you. These ads for black dolls were put into these papers by black entrepreneurs that ran companies like the Berry and Ross Company here in Harlem, or the National Negro Doll Company in Nashville, Tennessee. And they were specifically seeking out those men and women who were trying to join and support the civil rights movement. They wanted their support specifically in this mission of making black dolls available for black children.
You know, listening to you, it strikes me that these dolls really have something to say. What's the lesson in them to your mind?
I think one of the most important things that happens when you center the history of black dolls is you're really listening to a different range of voices. Oftentimes, when we're looking at history, we're trained to look at the documents. What did people write? What did people say? There are so many people who didn't really have a voice that was recorded, but that doesn't mean they didn't leave anything behind. They left the things that they made. They left their memories. And by looking at these dolls and looking at these photographs, we're really inviting people to think about the histories we don't hear from most often and consider our own lives and all of the things that they mean from childhood to adulthood. I sometimes like to flippantly say this exhibition is for every child and everybody who's ever been a child. But I think no matter who you are, you can come into this exhibition and consider, what does it mean when we give our children a plaything? What questions are we teaching them to ask? And what questions are we asking of ourselves when we're providing these toys? Black dolls matter. They matter in history and they matter to us personally. And I think when people visit the exhibition, that's what they'll come away with.
Dominique Jean-Louis is Associate Curator of Historical Exhibitions and Co-Curator of Black Dolls at the New York Historical Society. Dominique Jean-Louis, what a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jane.